Well, first, I need to say thanks. The democracy in Mozambique, we suspected that we can have success. You know, the people of Mozambique, they're supporting us, and they need change. We know government that we have in Mozambique is in power since 1965. Now is more than 35 years. People tired, corruption, bad government, and anything, many things that are not good. No job for people, in particular for young people. Health hospital, no condition, no just. We think that in terms of our program, we can send a direct message for people of Mozambique. They're supporting us. Any problem in Africa, like Mozambique in particular, is fraud, what the government will try to cheat. We're trying always what happened in Zimbabwe is the same what can be in Mozambique. It's all the things that we are worried. But in terms of supporting all Mozambicans from the north, central, even south, they're supporting us.
So many people have said that since incumbent President Gwabeza won 64% of the vote in 2004, his re-election is guaranteed. Do you see that? Because you ran against him in 2004 and you almost lost 2-1.
No, absolute. This is like a publicity. You know, even 2004, he did not win the election. He robbing votes. Anybody knows. Many people, observers from international community, they saw even SADC regional organization, they were here in 2004. They saw that the election did be clear. Anybody, even WEPA's organization from University, they wrote about what happened to even 1994, 1999, since we got since war ending in Mozambique, we thought, got the election that was free and fair. Now we're trying, what we need now, we're trying to send a message for international community, in particular for Americans, Europeans, because some people that is supporting the government here. But we are prepared to accept any result if election will be free and fair. What we cannot accept is continuing to accept a result that the government is cheating because it's Anybody in Mozambique, if you can ask it, anybody, intellectual people, teachers, nurses, academics, it's not secret that Frelimo did not win election in time of Chissano, Gebuza. Now, we are confident that we can win if we will not continue to cheat in the what they is a culture in Africa, you know.
Have you registered your protest about some of these concerns that you raised about the lack of free and fair elections so far?
You know, problem in Africa, every time that we had elections, we already informed, even what we call the National Commission. We have other institution of state that we call Council Constitutional. We're reporting it like the court. But the problem in Mozambique, all institutions of state, they forcing to be inside of government. This is a problem. we already reporting, even now, before election for this year, was necessary to do a reform about the electoral law. But the government, using the majority that they have in the parliament, they rejected the legitimate things that even what you call this council constitutional was trying to recommend government to accept it to reform about the electoral law. But they rejected. They rejected. Because problem is what happened in Zimbabwe. It's the same what was in Zimbabwe. What the president is like a king. President is like a lawyer. President is deciding. Is the reason why that we are worried, because the international community doesn't do anything. All what observer come, they saw that the election did not be free and fair, but no power to force that mandate robbing vote or to do to second round. What the international community done is always to try to advise the opposition to say, we understand it, but that the people of Mozambique, they're tired because they have what they say to not vote government. But what happened, government feel that it has supporting from international. Even here, we have ambassadors. We have many from America, from Portugal, from anywhere. We already to inform them to get support about what happened. But they doesn't do anything. And the international community continue to supporting the government, supporting people through government. But the rural part think that the international community are with them. We know that is what he said. I'm not saying that the American must give order in the Mozambican government or Portugal or Britain. It's not. But since they supporting Mozambique, they are our friends. Why they cannot advise rural party to implement the proper democracy?
So far that the election campaigning has begun, does your party believe that you have a chance of defeating incumbent President Armando Guebiza in this year's election?
I'm sure you. I can win election. I tell you something, my brother. 2 months ago, some organization international that they have credibility, they were here in Mozambique. They rounding in the project. They done what is called research to see opinion from people about government between the Buza, not the Buza, and the I and Foster Jakama. You know, in terms of results about this research, I got 47% of people from Mozambique to say that Jakama is better. Armando Guebiza, he got 22.5. Look, he's in power. Although many publicity and media, television, radio, from state are in his side, but all these results, many Mozambicans, they know. And because that, we know Mozambique. We know what people need. Even intellectual people, the teachers, public, service people, all they tire, they need change. I tell you that the chance is better for me to win, to be president of the country, and the party that I'm leading Renamo to get the majority in the parliament. Only problem is fraud. How we can stop in fraud? Because they do open. Sometimes the people from Renamo, they're robbing in a police station, in the public. Our observers, when they're trying to stop it, and Fleming calls the police doesn't ask you something. They take our people to put in jail. Is what happened. Is the reason why that our preoccupation is not the supporting from people. Is how we can stop this maneuver from rural parties.